This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We got to get Keith McPherson on now from The Fan in New York. Follow him on Twitter at Keith_McPherson. Keith, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Going really well. I'm curious to see what you think of this deal. Obviously, I would think you're super excited. Get Devin Williams, a all-star closer, one of the best closers in baseball, for Nestor Cortes and Caleb Durbin, the minor leaguer, coming back the other way. Surprised by this? Were you expecting this? Your thoughts?
I mean, I was surprised by it. There were some rumors. My first thought was, who are we giving up? And I was cool with who we gave up. So Nestor Cortes is actually a friend of mine, real solid guy, underdog, a guy that I'll forever root for. I mean, he absolutely became a star in New York. You guys are going to love him. He competes, and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder because the way that his season ended, it wasn't great. And funny enough, you know, his season ended with a game-changing home run, a huge home run in game one of the World Series, so he needed to change the scenery. Obviously, Devin Williams, his season ended with the homer that Pete Alonso hit off of him, game-changing, game-deciding home run. He needed to change the scenery. So you swap those two guys, and then obviously you guys have a lot of young talent, and you add Caleb Durbin to that. You guys are going to love Caleb Durbin. Susan Waldman, who calls the games with John Sterling, she compared him to Dustin Pedroia. He just was balling out at the Arizona Fall League, and they were saying he was going to be our starting second baseman now that they're not bringing Gleyber Torres back. I think they were hyping him up to sell him, but the hype is real with this guy. He's got some pop. He can run. He can steal bases. He's a good defender. He can play second base. He can play third base. I think you guys are going to like this return. I think both of those guys can help the team this year. And obviously, I don't have to tell you guys who Devin Williams is. The Yankees need a closer. Clay Holmes is now with the Mets, and he had the worst year ever for a Yankees closer. And now I think we've got our guy.
It's interesting, Keith, because you bring up Pedroia. Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, apparently was giddy with excitement when he found out that they were getting Durbin back. He lives in Arizona in the offseason and goes to these Arizona Fall League games, so he's been watching them play. And funny enough, Pat Murphy is super tight with Dustin Pedroia, so that would make sense if he sees a little Pedroia in him. But 5'6", man, that is a, I mean, 5'6", and what is it, a 180, something like that. 10 home runs at AAA, 5 in the Fall League, and they say he's pretty quick.
Yeah, he's more stocky than Pedroia. He's young, though. Maybe he'll grow another inch or two, but hey, that 5'6", that works for Altuve. You know, it's hard to pitch those guys. You got to throw it in a little shoebox to get it in the zone. I think he's going to be a good ball player.
How much of what the Yankees are doing now is still having to do with the fact that they didn't get Soto? I mean, you get Fried, you get Devin Williams, and based on what Brian Cashman said earlier this afternoon, it doesn't appear they're done.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a complete philosophy change, but a much-needed philosophy change. The Bronx Bombers are cool. Hitting home runs is great. Everybody, you know, likes to see it. Chicks dig the long ball, but you know, what hurt the Yankees in the World Series was pitching and defense. What hurt the Yankees in the World Series was, you know, not being tightened up enough. And so when you lose a Juan Soto to your crosstown rival, you can't replace Juan Soto. You can check on Kyle Tucker, who's now going to play for the Cubs. You guys will get to see him a lot. But they missed out on Tucker. They went out and got a bona fide number two starter in Max Fried, way better than going out there with Carlos Rodon. And like I said, Devin Williams as your new closer, way better than Clay Holmes. It's clear that they're going to strengthen up their rotation and their bullpen, which if you look at it right now in the American League, it's got to be one of the best ones, if not the best.
I'm going to try and not make you too excited about what I'm about to read to you, because I saw it earlier and I was like, I cannot wait to get Keith McPherson's take on this. Ben Verlander, Justin Verlander's brother, who is an MLB analyst with Fox Sports and so forth, tweeted this out about a half hour ago.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if the Astros told the Yankees they wouldn't trade Tucker there unless it was an insane deal, so the Yankees made a deal with the Cubs to trade for Tucker, and then they will send them a super insane mega deal for Tucker and Bellinger both? I told you you'd be happy.
Ben Verlander is funny. That's my guy. He was asked to be on my show a week ago, and he declined, so we put John Heyman on with me instead.
Yeah, that went well for you. Yeah, that went well. Yeah, I saw it. Yep.
John Heyman went viral. It went very well for me. I'm still laughing about it. But, yeah, I don't know. The Cubs got to stop being cheap. They act like they don't make money on the north side of Chicago. We all know. The Ricketts, go ahead. Take some of that salary from Bellinger and pay it, and we'll get a deal. I'm also interested in Nico Hoerner. Like, we got to get something done here with the Yankees and the Cubs.
You people forget Ricketts was a part owner of the Brewers with Bud Selig. So that mentality doesn't necessarily change. And they still spent over $200 million last year. Now, can they spend over $300 million in a year if you're the Cubs? I don't know that. But then they also got the trader, Council, to go down there to be their manager at the same point. I don't know what that would be similar to for the Yankees, losing somebody to probably go the Red Sox, I guess, would be the most similar thing to that.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we thought Council was going to be the Mets manager. They ended up missing out on him, but yep, Making the right pick. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of another combo. Well, actually, Juan Soto. Juan Soto playing a year for the Yankees and then choosing the Mets and saying that they have more of a family vibe. It's a better place for his family. They're giving him a suite, and, you know, security's not going to give him a hard time. We're looking at Juan Soto as enemy number one and a huge traitor because he was in our house and just kind of walked away from it, not impressed with the Yankees pinstripes.
Talk with Keith McPherson of The Fan in New York. Follow him on Twitter at Keith_McPherson. Brian Cashman saying earlier today, no conversations internally or externally about an extension for Devin Williams. Is this a really bad deal if they can't get him extended, or are you good with it either way?
No, Nestor was done. Nestor overachieved, but fans were definitely turning on him, and he had some rough moments last year. He had some good moments last year. But now the Yankees, after getting Max Fried, a left-handed pitcher, they didn't need Nestor. And Caleb Durbin, I think the whole reason they were hyping up Caleb Durbin was to be able to sell him. And I look at Devin Williams like this. He's going to like the Bronx. He's going to like the Yankee culture and vibe. I think he's going to fit in. I think he's going to be right at home sooner rather than later, where he's going to want to stick around. The energy that you get when you strike a guy out to end the inning, end the game in Yankee Stadium, it's electric. It's going to run through him. So I don't look at him like a Juan Soto type. He's not going to look at the Yankees' history and Yankee Stadium and the crazy fans and say, I just want the most money elsewhere. I think he'll have a lean after spending a year in the Bronx with us.
Is sports talk in New York as bad as everybody makes it out to be as far as how hard you all are on the teams?
Yes, it's bad. I go on at night. You know, I go on till 2 a.m. I go on till 12 a.m. So I call it Loopy on the late night. We get some of the loopiest, craziest, wildest takes and fans. And it's right now, it's a civil war. It's New York versus New York. Yep. The fighting over this whole Juan Soto thing has been all week. Here we are, day five of it. It's been all week. I'm on later tonight. I'm sure somebody's going to call to try and call me little brother or tell me to cope and stop being salty and cry more. And, you know, now all the Mets fans that have been saying that, they see Devin Williams and they disrespect Devin Williams as if he's not one of the best in the game. And they say, oh, he's Pete Alonso's son. Pete Alonso owns him.
Oh, man. Kind of jealous. This sounds amazing on the radio. Keith McPherson, radio host for The Fan in New York. Follow him on Twitter at Keith_McPherson. Well, have a fun show tonight, man. It sounds like it's been a heck of a week for you.
Yeah, hot stove time. It's a good time. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for having me.